where would this be negaya? Like, if you had applied this halacha, where would have been the most simple, obvious application to this shayla, whether it's amir l'akim when it comes to an isalav or not? It'd be negaya amir l'akim on yontif. I think that would be the most obvious nafkamina, right? You can't do malacha on Shabbos, can't do malacha on yontif. Can't do malacha on Shabbos on yedeya nachri, that's amir l'akim. You can't do malacha al yedeya nachri on yontif either, you would think, right? But maybe it should be totally in the shayla, because yontif is not an isaskila. Yontif is an isalav. It's like lisachs and sharbadisha. So if all it is an isalav, so there'd be technically, based on in the ibaya de gemara, a very stark itzad to be mekel. And to say that as it relates to an isalav, it could be this halacha would not be in effect. Now, it's all true theoretically and hypothetically. L'maaseh Shulchan Aruch paskens in Yerideya Siman Reish Tzadik Zayin, as obscure as a place it is, that there is an Issa Amir Lachin. The Mechaber says it and the Ramah says it. So if that's the case, really we shouldn't be having this conversation. But I'll tell you where it could be interesting. And that is, number one, the Ramah Kilin. The Rambam, the Stimus Lashon HaRambam is to be Mekel. The Shodar Ravid that the Rush brings was Mekel. And if that's the case, maybe there's a sniff Lahakal, right? Place can work with sniffing, right? That's a very important word. But the bottom line is that maybe it's a sniff lahakim. But the emphasis you could say even better. And the reason is, it could be on Yontif Sheni Shal Golias. Maybe there you could zicha b'mekel. And the reason is, because Yontif Sheni Shal Golias, although we observe it as Yontif, minig avisenu b'yadenu, but really, once upon a time, the whole minig came from the fact that the B'nai Chutzaris were mesupik when it was Yontif. And it's for that reason, it's Yaduim in from Reb Chaim and it's you doing the Poiskim Halacha L'maisa, that we only treat Yontif Sheni Shel Golias today as much as it was back in the day. It's like a Dayu Lovim and Adin Lias Kenodin. And that's why the 2 days of Yontif, one relative to the other, are really treated not like Yontif, but they're treated each one like Suffolk Yontif. And if that's the case, Yontif Sheni Shel Golias today is really Suffolk Yontif. If it's Suffolk Yontif, then there'd be Mokim to say like this, that even though the Shulchan Aruch Paskin that Amir L'Akim by an Isser is L'Chumra, but there are Shittas, the Smag, and the Lashon that we have, not like the Gears of the Chassam Sofer, but the Raivit that we have in the Hasog is that it's only Yosef Misafik. So if it's only Yosef Misafik, now already on Yontif Sheni, it could be Tzvek Sveika. Safik, whether it's Yontif, and Safik, whether there's really an Isser Amira. And if that's the case, when you have a Tzvek Sveika, Zichin, you could be Mekel. So the truth is, there maybe would be Mokim to be Mekel. And I saw a truth of Rabbi Avadya Yosef in Yabi Oimer, where Rabbi Avadya says that Enochinami, he found. Not Enochinami that he holds this way. But Enochinami says he found Poskim, and with his incredible Bekiyas, he found a few Mar Mekoymes with different Tzadikim and Gedolim. They wanted to use this as a Sniff L'Hakol. I'll tell you what the context was. The context was a very, very interesting Shaila, not for now, although it's a little Dovabita with the Yontif coming, but a very interesting Shaila, and that is if you have a Yid that lives in Chutz Laretz, and he's spending Yontif in Eretz Yisrael, Yontif Sheni, could he tell another Yid to be Mechal Yontif for? So not Amir L'Akim, Amir L'Yisrael. Now usually Amir L'Yisrael, we shouldn't be having this conversation, right? But no, Amir L'Yisrael, where you're a Ben Chutz Laretz, you're an Eretz Yisrael, and the Shaila is whether you're allowed to tell Yisrael to be Mechal Yontif or not. And this, Kiyudu, is a major Shaila on the Paiskim. There's truths from Moshe, and Rabbi Yashiv, and Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, and Rabbi Avadya, and this Tshuva talks about this. And there's different shitas, l'koy l'koy. But the bottom line is, this is from the famous Halacha L'maisa Shailas. Can a Yid tell another Yid, l'chatchila, to go ahead and do Malachat for him when it's already Yontif Sheni? Right, but Muschel Rishon, you would say, what's the difference, right? If Amir L'Akim is a problem, then why shouldn't Amir L'Yisrael be a problem? So there's a few different svaras to be makel. One of the greatest svaras is that the Poskim shtel this to if someone makes Shabbos early. If you're Makabel Shabbos early, are you allowed to tell another Yid to go ahead and be Mechal Shabbos for you? And the answer is no. Ooh, maybe yeah. No, the answer is yes. I'm sorry. Take that back. Edit. The answer is yes. It's Halacha and Shulchan Aruch. And it's Mavur over there, a Svara, that being that really for everybody it's not Shabbos, you will punk Mechal Shabbos early. So it could be then the Halacha is going to be a little bit different. So if you're in Eretz Yisrael, where for everybody it's not Yontif, but for you it's Yontif, it could be it's going to be done into that. Again, there's a lot going on there. The Chidah and Birkei Yosef already brings two tzadim. He brings that the Kadmoinim, he found Kisvei Yad from Tshuvas from Kadmoinim, that some said it's mutter lechatchila. Some said it's also. If you look up the Bircha Yosef, the piece right before that, he says beinyan aza emyesh lo din eretz yisrael or ein lo din eretz yisrael. As it relates to yontem sheni shagalus, we'll keep that between ourselves. But the bottom line is that this is a grace of shaylos. In those tshuvas, Ander wanted to say this is a sniff. This is what I mean, a sniff. They wanted to be meikel that it could be yontem sheni anyway. So yontem sheni is only a safek. I mean, the yontem sheni is only a safek and could be the whole amir laakum. Even though the Mechaber Ramah Paschal L'Chumer is merenit based on Shita, some of which hold that all it is a Safik. So what you're left with is a good old-fashioned Svek Svek. It's a Svek Svek, it should be Mutter. Right, it sounds very good. But Snez Rebbe Avadya, it's a Tois Godel. It's such a Tois, it's Keneged a Toisvis. And you know what his Toisvis is? Right here. It's on the dot. It's Keneged a Toisvis in Mesechtes Bav Metzir, that Tzadik Amar Aleph. Dibra Maskel Aval Hocha, the Iso Lav Shari. Taisa asks a kasha from a Gemara Masechtas Moikaton, Daf Yud Beis Amar Aleph. The Gemara over there is discussing doing Malacha Chalom Moid, which we know there are five exceptions when you're allowed to do Malacha, but you're not allowed to do Malacha Chalom Moid. Shaila Dei, Reisit Rabbanan, right? It's the biggest Machlokes Rishonim ever, right? It's up there. Whether the Issa Malacha Chalom Moid is Asana Dei Reisa, the Issa Chalom Moid is only an Issa Rabbanan. But this is what the Gemara says. Quote, Kloloi Shaldavar. Kol shehu oisa, any melacha that you're allowed to do on Chol HaMoed, oimel lenachri v'oisa. V'chol she'enoi oisa, enoi oimel lenachri v'oisa. It's mefurish in the Gemara that you're not allowed to tell a guy to do melacha for Chol HaMoed. Freak, it's Akasha, so what's the shayla over here? You're not sure if it's only true by Yisra Skila? You see, clearly it's not true by Yisra Skila. Chol HaMoed, even if it's awesome day Raisa, but it's not Yisra Skila, right? It's Yontif at the best, and the bottom line is, according to many, it's only an Issa Derabanan, but the bottom line is, how could there even be a tzad in the Gemara that it would be not true by Yisra Lav, Amavurish Gemara? And Tosfos says, you have to say, there it's different. You know why? Mishum di Shabbos v'yontif chodam milsehi v'gazru at the Shabbos. They were guys of one after the others. It says, Rabbi Vadia, that Gedoyli Yisrael would have brought this in. It's mamish keneged a toisvis, but we're not meshubit to the toisvis. Until proven otherwise, we're very meshubit to a toisvis. But either way, this is just a little bit of a high level of this inyan. We'd rather have raid from the letzter machzer, Ayin Shom, that complements this. Bez Hashem will pick this up, Metz Hashem, tomorrow.